Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Dear God, help us to show love one to another, and help us to display that love by helping others who are in need. In Jesus' name, amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following quotation. If you want to live a happy life, tie it to a goal, not to people or things. These words of wisdom are from Albert Einstein. Today's show is about the meaning behind the vision that Maggie experienced after her car accident. Maggie pondered the question of the meaning of her vision as she continued to describe it to the physician attending to her after her car accident. Then she realized that the vision was a revelation concerning who is really important in the eyes of Jesus. She understood that God looks at the heart of people, their inner motives, not their outward appearance. Those in attendance at this heavenly event apparently passed the test of overcoming adversity in their physical lives while on earth, or, as in the case of John Jr., asking for forgiveness for the transgressions he may have made with Sandra, as well as for his other vices. Fred was certainly one to overcome adversity in his life, but Maggie wondered what he had done to earn a place at the head table. Then she thought about her time while in Hawaii. She realized Fred was rewarded in her vision because of his faithfulness to her and his continued support in spite of the fact that he must have had opportunities to be unfaithful with Courtney. Beyond that, God remembered his prayers for Maggie's own difficult relationship with husband John. It seemed to Maggie that everyone at this heavenly banquet could communicate individually with the light that was among them, that light being Jesus. In the vision, Maggie remembered Jesus reminding Fred that he had appeared to him in the countenance of herself to comfort him on the night John rudely pulled her up from the dining table back in Hawaii. Maggie continued to tell how she saw within her vision Jesus appearing as herself, comforting Fred in his own dream as he was going back to his condo after his experience with John that night at the Village Hotel. Yes, as Fred pulled over to the side of the road to rest a while, Jesus, in the form of Maggie, said to him, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." And yes, Maggie saw that God spoke through her to comfort Fred during that dark moment in his life. As Maggie recounted the vision to her doctor, profound peace filled her, knowing that God had been with Fred even during such a difficult time in his life. Courtney received the highest accolades from Jesus at this heavenly event as envisioned by Maggie because she had sought forgiveness for the many bad things she had done in her life and had turned her life around. Courtney's sincere pleas to God regarding her relationship with husband Gates and her willingness to act on her newfound beliefs led her to be honored at the head table at this heavenly event. Maggie's father, Matthew, also was rewarded by being at the head table in the vision. He may not have been particularly impressive in social circles, but had something much more valuable in the sight of God, an active prayer life, and a sincere heart to help others. As for Katie, Maggie's college roommate, her spiritual connection to Maggie transcended time and distance, even though they were many miles apart during their physical life on earth after their time spent together in college. As for John, in the vision, Maggie talked with him about the good times they had shared and disregarded the many challenges they had experienced together. But they were a part of the audience and not members of the head table when they talked to one another, as perceived by Maggie in the vision. As for John's father, Maggie understood why there was a place for John Sr. at the head table. She knew he had been a dedicated and faithful pastor of Mark Methodist for many years, and God rewarded him for his service. The most inspiring aspect of Maggie's vision came after everyone had partook on divine food and mingled in fellowship in the banquet room. Maggie had the chance to talk with her sister Sadie, who had left this world way too soon. It was like old times as they discussed their lives together before Sadie's passing. As Maggie continued to describe her vision to the doctor, she told him about a more detailed conversation she had with Sadie. Maggie spoke about the many wonderful times they shared while growing up, and in particular, the things they talked about the day of Sadie's death, as though that tragic event had never occurred. A typical conversation between Maggie and Sadie went like this. "Hey, Mag," Sadie said, as Maggie recalled in her vision, using the shortened version of her name. "When are you going to tell me how I can meet Michael?" she asked Maggie, sounding a bit impatient. Then Maggie said, "Well, Sadie, give me more time, will you?" Their conversation in the vision was like any other that they had during their time together in high school. It seemed so real to Maggie. And as for Michael, the boy Sadie was so interested in, he may have been at this heavenly event as well. Yes, Maggie's vision produced a glimpse of what she imagined heaven to be like. Nothing gave her this feeling more than the time she sang praises unto her God.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Every praise
is to our God.
ought to lift your hands and praise him now. He's worthy of the praise.
We'll be right back to close the show.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another non-fictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. Our special scripture today comes from Romans chapter 8 and verse 11. This verse of scripture states, "And if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies because of his spirit who lives in you." With the knowledge expressed in this scripture, we can offer total praise to God for that spirit residing within us, the spirit that will ultimately revive our mortal physical bodies. Yes, that's the transition that's commonly talked about among believers, a transition that will lead to an everlasting life, that is, having an everlasting spirit that dwells within a physical body that will be resurrected upon Christ's return to the earth. It is the evidence of an awesome God that we serve. Our virtual song of the week is coming next. Well, we'll see the next time, and remember, there's always more. More good things coming your way.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace, you're in awe of his goodness, you're in awe of his mercy, you're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me.
Has he ever covered you? Come on. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word. Come on, everybody. My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
is awesome. Come on. My God. Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes. I'm healed. Yeah. My God is awesome. Listen. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, look back over your life.
Awesome.
And see where the Lord has brought you from. About why he's awesome. You said
he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you said
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own. Today's story only includes portions of Dr. Porter's book, Heaven Can't Wait. Other details of the story could not be shared today because of the limitation of time. Why not read the whole account of the story? Just go to the website, williamporterlife.com, to receive information on how to order this book, as well as other books written by Dr. Porter. Yes, there's always more. More good news to read. Life in the Spirit. Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. Heaven Can't Wait, the sequel.